This first reading reminds me of being a kid on the kickball field and the two captains picking their teams from among the students. Of course, I typically pick the big kids, the strong kids. But there was that day when the little shrimpy new guy to school was picked one of the last ones, and he would just come out and just wail home runs every time that without any expectation. That kid was not me, but it was great to see him kicking home runs out there. When Samuel comes to anoint one of Jesse's sons, of course, we have this beautiful history that he looks at the tall and strong sons and thinks, it's got to be them. And the Lord says, nope, it's not them. And he has to ask for smaller David out tending the sheep, the shepherd who will become the king. And of course, this type of Jesus Christ, who was shepherd and king and priest and prophet. So this reading gives us just several amazing lessons about how God chooses and what God does when he chooses someone for his work. First of all, the Lord calls whom he desires. Why did the Lord give me this gift? Why did he put me in this position? How should this come to me? We can come up with different understandings, but ultimately, if the Lord has called you to something and blessed you with a gift or a station, it's because he loves you. The deepest mystery is that he has given you something unique and called you to something because he loves you. That's the foundational truth. Secondly, when the Lord calls us, like David out from the field, he still uses those gifts that have come before in our life. So how does David defeat Goliath? By using that slingshot, hitting him in the forehead with a stone. I believe we'll hear about that in the next few days. David was used to protecting the sheep with this long-distance weapon. He had been trained. He trained himself to use this. He wasn't a warrior skilled in battle. He couldn't even wear the big, heavy armor that was given to him. But from his time defending his flock with this strange weapon, which wasn't maybe the first choice among those who would fight the Philistines, God used his past experience in his new calling. And so God uses all that with us. Whatever God does with us today, he uses all of our past experience, even our past sins, even the things where we've not chosen the Lord and we've repented of them, he even uses them to bless others today. That's the second thing. The third thing that goes along with that, first of all, God chooses whom he desires. He uses our experience and our past for his calling, for his blessing. But also in the very fact of calling us, the Lord gives us a power and a spirit that will provide for all that we need. It's almost like if on the kickball field, in the act of choosing the little guy, in the act of choosing the one who maybe is the smallest kid on the playground, it's almost like the act of choosing him first gives him the power to rise up to become this great athlete. It's like when God chooses you for a purpose, he will pour out, like this oil, he will pour out every single thing you need by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we come up against different obstacles, different challenges in our lives, like oh Lord, you've put me right in front of this thing. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know what you want of me here. All he asks of you is that you believe that you're anointed. He asks you to accept and trust that you've been anointed in your baptism, in your confirmation, in whatever other sacraments or gifts you've been given. He just wants your faith. And if you give him that, and you trust in that anointing you've already received, you'll conquer Goliath. He'll conquer Goliath in you and through you. It happens through trust. So we continue this Eucharist this morning. We have trust and faith that God has chosen all of us. He has consecrated all of us in his love. And we allow this Eucharist, this very humble gift, to nourish us as we go upon our journey today, wherever Christ the King will call us.